Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
It's a beautiful day and welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We're a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, today, we're going to talk about, premarital counseling and maybe give our thoughts and our ideas on what we think every couple should know before, as some people describe it, before they take the plunge, before they get married to one another. I can think of no other life event that's as big or significant as getting married, you know, finding the right person, embarking on a whole journey, life journey with one another. And so this is huge. And, through our experiences and our journey, we've had some successes and we've also had some failures. But overall, I think we have a strong marriage. And so we want to help those who are getting ready to take that leap to maybe avoid some of the pitfalls and challenges that are out there for all couples.
Yeah, or at least turn the pitfalls into positives.
There you go. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, where do we begin here? So, I think maybe we can start by talking about finances.
Okay,
just the importance of finances in marriage. I know that when we got married, I was 25 or something like that, 25 or 26, I really didn't understand the 26. Importance of finances and just how challenging that was going to be, and the stress that could put onto a marriage.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's been kind of a stressful thing in our marriage so far, and something that kind of, no matter what, is always hanging over your head, I think it's a big shock, especially for people that get married young. And we were pretty young when we got married. We got married right out of college. I was still a senior, and you were in graduate school.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, I mean, there was definitely a struggle. In terms of like having a really in-depth conversation with one another about finances, mm-hmm. and talking about goals and what we want to accomplish and achieve, maybe to a very small degree we had that discussion, but it wasn't talked about in depth. And within our relationship, and I think this is true of a lot of other relationships, usually you have one person who is a spender, and then you have another person who is maybe a little bit more conservative, more conservative on their side. And when you have those two, when you have that dynamic, you have the spender and you have the saver, mm-hmm. That can create a lot of conflict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think in our marriage, we've flip-flopped back and forth a little bit on that too. Like, I think at the beginning, I was definitely the saver and you were the spender.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of carefree, like, it's fine, we'll do whatever.
It'll come. God will make the money.
Right. Yeah.
It'll multiply. It'll be okay.
Yeah. And I think very conservative approach on the money. Like, we got to save, we got to put some of this money aside, rainy day account, those types of things.
So I think that it's switched a bit. I think now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, you're the one making all the money, and you now have gone toward we have to not spend anything. We have to keep track of every money, every dollar that we save. And so kind of going the opposite where, right. You know, I'm wanting to do things for the kids and and then you're wanting to save the money. And so we kind of have switched roles a bit that way. But
Yeah. And I think the important thing that we would want couples who are about to, join together as one, as scriptures talk about, is to really have an in-depth conversation about money and finances. Who is the saver? Who is the spender? Do you have a budget? Do you have a plan? I really like Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace. He's one of the people that I idolize and look up to. And whenever I meet with a couple who's going through premarital counseling, he is the one that I refer to and talk about. And I think that had we known about his strategy and his plan, it would have been, there would have been some, maybe some heartaches that we would have been able to avoid in our life. And so finances are huge. There's definitely more aspects to this, but maybe we can kind of go on to our next.
What about
our next point?
I think an important one. What about when you're coming into a marriage and deciding on how we have two incomes? How do you decide whether you're going to share accounts or combine everything, or do you keep it separate? That's an important thing to talk over before you get married as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and I go with Dave Ramsey on this one, and that's just that. Hey, when you get married, you become one, and that's spiritually, emotionally, and financially.
Should be financial, yeah.
And some couples, I find that especially couples who maybe this is their second or third marriage that I've worked with, who have had negative experiences.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fear and reluctance,
mm-hmm.
and so there's an emotional component to finances too, which part of the premarital counseling that we offer through Crossroads. We get into and we talk about as well.
Mm-hmm. So what is the other thing that we were talking about is the importance of community and having people outside your marriage that support you as a couple, not necessarily you as an individual. Well, that as well, but that are more committed to your marriage than keeping you just happy. And being your buddy and having fun, but that have committed to being friends to your marriage.
Yeah, someone who would speak truth when truth is needed, right? But also have the grace and the support. Really a friend who is a friend of the marriage.
Right.
And who's not going to tell you, he's really bad, you're right. Or she's really crazy, man.
Right.
Is really going to support you and help you within your marriage. And I think this is an area that we really did well in and we benefited, is we did have that strong community base. We lived a connected life with those that God had us in community with.
Yeah, that was huge, especially as a young married couple. We had some good friends. They started as Travis's friends, his college buddies, and they were just amazing men of God, and they all got married around the same time we did, and we had a good connection with them as couples. I got along great with their wives and friendships with them. I would have been friends with them even if they weren't married to Travis's buddies, and being able to share that experience and the first few years of marriage with other couples that were experiencing the same thing, and knowing that we're not alone, and being open with our feelings and emotions and experiences, and being able to talk about things with someone else that's going through it. And it's not just, a girlfriend that wants to take you out and go to a bar, something like that. It's someone that's committed to supporting the couple instead of the individual.
Yeah, and along these lines, some churches, which I really love this, when this is being done, they have mentor couples. So it's usually an older couple who's coming alongside a younger couple
that's cool.
who have gone through some trials and tribulations, so to speak, where they're able to say, hey, like these are some of the challenges, these are some of the pitfalls, right? This is how maybe you can deal with these types of issues. And so just I think overall what we're trying to say is don't do it alone.
Right.
You need a community of faith surrounding you. Mm-hmm. Hugely important.
And one thing I would add is probably not just your parents. I've heard a lot of couples that go into problems and the people they rely on are her parents or his parents. It's really hard for a parent to really be on the side of the marriage versus just one of the
to be
their
objective.
Child. To be objective, yeah. And I've seen a lot of issues with that. So just finding a good Christian couple that you can depend on and be authentic with and open with is a huge, huge benefit.
Absolutely. Strongly recommend that. The other thing that we were talking about in preparation that would be good for couples to know before they get married, Carrie, is just knowing, as an individual, knowing yourself, really having done the work. So we got married in our mid-20s, and at that time, having gone through some counseling for myself individually, but also, like, you know, part of a group of guys who really focused on digging deeper and really just knowing who you are, like what makes you tick, you know, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, what is it that, you know, how do you tend to react under pressure and all of those different things. So really doing the work ahead of time and knowing who you are, because when you get into a deep committed relationship such as marriage, right, and you become one, you want to bring as much of you as you can to that relationship.
Yeah, I love the support you got from your friends. They did something that's kind of different, but when Travis and his friends got married, they did
a rite of passage. Right.
Yeah, and I was at one. I wasn't at most of them, but it sounds like a very interesting experience that I think was helpful.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, drinking or going out and having a party or whatever, we did something much more meaningful and symbolic. And, you know, the rite of passage was just an event where, you know, surrounded by the guys, the men that you know and that you love who are with you and standing with you, and each person's unique story, you know, we kind of crafted that rite of passage based upon that person and, you know, what we wanted to impart to them and give to them as they were going off in this new journey. So it's all about having those connections, really knowing who you are, knowing where your challenges are, where your strengths are, and being able to bring more of yourself into the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, knowing, really getting to know your spouse.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about The Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook, or if you want to check out our website, it's counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, and you can call us at 623-680-3486.
Yeah, especially if you're just about to embark on the beautiful, wonderful, mysterious, although I think it's not so mysterious, adventurous journey of marriage. So we were talking about the importance of knowing yourself, the importance of having a community that's supporting your marriage, possibly even an older mentor couple. We're talking about finances, the stresses that put on a marriage, and just, you know, being able to balance if you have more of a saver, more of a spender. Now we're talking about really knowing the other person, like really digging deep. And this is where I think the value of premarital counseling it brings it to the table, brings us value, is that you can, through that process, you can, with someone helping you and guiding you, you can really dig deeper and get to know, okay, what are the, you know, we all have blind spots. So what are the blind spots that I can't see within myself that maybe a third party objective person can see? And what are the areas of my spouse that I haven't, you know, discovered?
And I like the one thing I like about marriage or premarital counseling would be the topics that they explore that you wouldn't necessarily think about before you're getting married, but experience shows that it's going to come up later on,
right.
Such as child, like what are your expectations for childbearing, and what are your expectations of like men and women roles,
role expectations,
mm-hmm. Like family history and family dynamics, because that's a huge thing when you marry into. You marry someone, you marry their family as well. Like they're coming along with a whole bunch of other people that are going to be a part of your life for the rest of your life. So knowing their family history, family dynamics, and, you know, what you're marrying into.
Right. Absolutely. You don't know what you don't know.
Right. Yeah.
And that's true for a lot of us. Like, you've never been married before.
Right.
And there's a lot
some
of people.
Some people have been.
Yeah, true. And some people, you know, maybe didn't come from a great example in terms of their mom or dad. Maybe they came from a divorced family or a family where there was, you know, alcoholism or, you know, really intense fighting and things like that. And so they don't have this example. They don't know what a healthy marriage is supposed to look like.
Right.
You know, and so you don't know what you don't know. And that's one of the huge benefits of premarital counseling is that when you have a trained counselor who knows what areas to look for and how to dig, it really becomes great for the couple.
And knowing that, you know, with premarital counseling, sometimes you're just not ready to hear certain things. So being willing to be open that once things come up, you know how to deal with it, or you know that we can go to this counselor. We have something built up with him already or her, and that I think can be helpful as well. It just seems like a lot of the stuff that we go through in premarital counseling, sometimes, especially a young couple, you don't realize the depth of how much you need to know that until later on. So you have a seed. But you need to be able to plant that seed and learn from that when time comes,
right.
Because it's not there yet,
right?
Necessarily.
Yeah, good point. The other thing that we think is important for couples to know before getting married are the very universal patterns or cycles that couples fall to, and these are both on the negative side and the positive side. Right, and how to make sure that you are avoiding falling into very negative cycles and patterns. And for those who've listened to us for a while now, know exactly what we're talking about. But also, how to make sure that you're having that a cycle of grace with one another, where you're able to stay connected, stay close, keep growing as a couple, and growing as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that we had that information. It would have saved us a lot of heartache and pain.
So
studying that, really getting to know that, and with that, really understanding this part of this goes back to really knowing yourself and knowing your spouse, but knowing, really understanding your own sensitivities, your own raw spots, if you will, the vulnerabilities that all of us have.
Yeah.
That tend to trigger us.
Right. And that goes back to knowing yourself and knowing your family history.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of connection there. But when you know that you or your spouse have a sensitive area, then you can be more careful when you address things regarding that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else?
The children.
Yeah.
Talked about how children can change the dynamic of a relationship in a lot of different ways.
Positive
and negative. I think that they bring out a lot of things. Like, I thought that I was the most patient person in the world before I had kids, and then I learned I'm not at all.
Really? You're not that busy?
yes, I have limits. So I think that children can show you who you really are.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, and especially when you see your kids start to model, like model your behaviors.
Right. Uh-huh.
Like I remember Jaden when he was really, Jaden's our first born son who's now, what, 11? When he was really little and maybe I was playing a video game or something like that.
You were playing a video game.
And I would get angry and I would hit the controller or hit the couch.
He would hit the floor, like slam his fist on the floor and go, oh no, or I forget what you said. Darn or yeah, something. I think it was darn. Good thing it's not something else.
Yeah. And then he would do the same exact behavior.
Yeah.
Right. And we're like, oh wow, like he learned that from me.
Uh-huh.
You know. So I mean, absolutely, having children really does change the dynamics of a relationship. Sometimes I've seen this where couples who are struggling. Maybe in a negative cycle, not feeling safe and secure with one another, have this belief that if they have a child, whether it's conscious or subconscious, if they have a child, it's going to maybe somehow improve or enhance their relationship.
They'll
it's going to draw
connected.
Them closer
connected.
Together.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fallacy because it doesn't do that. It actually makes it intensifies what's already there, which is the disconnection and the distance in the relationship.
Right. I think kids bring to light a lot of things that might be going on already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bring to light your sins, your shortfalls, and then they bring to light if you're not as connected in your relationship, you're gonna see it more and feel it more.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, so we're talking about what every couple should know before they get married, some of our ideas and thoughts that we've learned through our own experience, but also just as a marriage counselor that I've been able to help other couples with. You know, we're talking about emotionally disconnected couples who have a child, and that only seems to make the situation worse. On the flip side, connected couples sometimes will lose that connection and that closeness when a child who, you know, is like this vacuum of energy and
mm-hmm.
space and time and affection and care.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that happen too, where one person will start to feel neglected.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I see it more where it's the husband
yeah.
who starts to feel neglected, right?
They want to be the baby.
They want to be the baby. They miss their wife's affection and care.
Right.
You know, and so that's part of the challenges that I think talking about this ahead of time and being aware of it really helps you to be prepared. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to come back next week and we're going to talk even more in depth about what every couple should know before they get married. And I just want you to know that if you're thinking about getting married, if you're engaged, I strongly encourage you to take the time and the investment to sit down with a counselor and focus on all of these topics that we're talking about. Crossroads Counseling does offer pre-engagement counseling services. And if you're interested in that, you can call us at 623-680-3486. That number again is 623-680-3486. Or you can visit us on the web at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. And we offer a free 20-minute phone consultation for those who just want to learn more about us and our services. Carrie and I thank you for being here today. And as always, we want you to get connected and stay connected.